with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not know, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, we will notice that the Gospel of today is a continuation of yesterday's Gospel. And also, from this moment, the Gospels will be talking about the end of time, end of time, end of time. That is to remind us that the world is not ending. Rather, we are gradually coming to the end of the church's liturgical year. This coming Sunday is the 30th Sunday, and we have four more Sundays before we do Christ the King. And Christ the King is the last Sunday in ordinary time of the year. After that, the next thing is Advent. So we are gradually coming to the end of the church's liturgical year. That is why the Gospels will be talking about end of time, preparedness, preparedness. That having been said, in today's Gospel, Jesus was speaking directly to the apostles. And not just the apostles, but to those whom have been entrusted the faith as custodians of faith, like the priests, the bishops. And Jesus made it very clear that much will be required of a person entrusted with much, and more will be required of a person entrusted with more. In other words, as a priest, more is required of a priest. And that means that on the judgment day, as a priest, you will be judged as a priest because you are expected to know more. And that is why, my dear friends in Christ, the gospel that we preach is the gospel of Jesus Christ and not the gospel of the priest. And as the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are being reminded of what Jesus wants us to do. So if we understand it from this perspective, then we should not be blaming the priest or holding him accountable if Jesus says something and the priest repeats that. Now, let me bring it down. For example, I just came back on a pilgrimage and I told you that at the church, at the St. Stephen's Church in Santarém, that was where the Eucharistic miracle occurred in 1247. And I experienced this. I saw it by myself. So I am bound to share this with you. I am bound to remind us that in the Eucharist, Jesus is right there, present, body, soul, blood, and divinity. But if I come to tell you, oh, do not believe in that, I will be held accountable because I'm expected to know more. But when I share my experience with you and remind us the importance of reverencing the Holy Eucharist, I have done my job by reminding us, by telling us the truth. Then, if we do not accept it, and we begin to say, oh, he is so traditional, he's telling us what we don't want to hear, then I'm not to be blamed because I have preached the message of Jesus. So on the judgment day, God will not hold me accountable. That is what Jesus was telling the disciples. They have to do the right things. They have to preach the message of salvation. And they have to practice what they preach. Because by practicing what they preach, that means they are prepared. That means they are doing the right thing. Then on the judgment day, God will be happy with them. But when they do not practice what they preach, their punishment will be severe. So, my dear friends in Christ, we have to really understand that when we come to the church, we preach the message of Jesus and not necessarily what we want to hear. So if we do not hear what we want to hear, we should not blame the preacher. Because the preacher is preaching the message of Christ. Because he has to save himself and also save others. So my dear friends in Christ, let us pray in this Mass that God will give us grace to always get prepared to believe in the message of truth, the message of salvation, and also prepare for that appointed time. Like I said yesterday, all the prayers we do, we cannot say we have prayed too much. The more we pray, the more we bank our prayers. So, keep praying. Do not lose faith. Amen? May we rise.